Now, would you call a faucet outside, would you call that by a different name?
No, just a faucet.
Okay.
If it's a faucet, that's what we call it, you know.
And what types of things would you cook in?
Kettles. I cook in, I try to have everything stainless steel. Of course, they claim nowadays that aluminum isn't good, you know. Of course, they come up with all kinds of crazy things. But I've had those pressure cookers for 40 years. And I still cook them, and I'm still alive.
Yeah, and doing fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, are there different types of kettles or different sizes?
Well, oh yeah, there's all kinds of kettles. You can get little ones, big ones, and I've discarded most of my large ones because I don't have nothing to use them for. You know, I'm just alone.
Now, do they have different names for those big ones?
Just a big kettle.
Okay. All right. And if you were going to fry up some eggs, you'd cook those in
a skillet.
Okay. Would you ever use the
frying pan?
Which word would you prefer?
Well, I always call it a skillet. A lot of people just call it a frying pan. But
okay. Well, that's great. And how did they keep in the old days, when you first moved out here, how did they keep the places lighted?
With a kerosene lamp.
Oh, did they?
Coal oil lamp. I studied by a coal oil light for years and years, and that's all we had. And the lantern, they had the coal oil lanterns. That's what they'd go outside to take care of the stock and stuff, was coal oil light. Then they came out with the Aladdin. You perhaps have heard of the Aladdin lamp. Well, that is coal oil, but it's all together. It's got a big wick, you know, that you use. And the others just have a small wick like that, you know.
Maybe an inch across.
Yeah.
I see. Now, is there a difference between kerosene and coal oil?
Nope.
Same thing?
It's the same thing.
And what would you call a, do they have any types of makeshift lamps where you might take a bottle and put
make
oil
a candle? No, we didn't ever have any of them. We used candles a lot of times. If we'd run out of coal oil or something, you know, we'd use a candle. But we never did have any of those, I know what you mean, those coal oil lights that come like this that look.
Did they ever have any for this? Okay. And what would sometimes, I guess you slept on the floor maybe in the summer when it got hot, or
no, we never have that hot of weather here. We always had a bed, and you might go to bed with just a sheet over you, but before morning you better be pulling up the blanket.
I see. Now, was there ever a term for the type of bed you would make on the floor, though?
Just a pallet.
Okay. All right. And what kind of covers or blankets did you have to keep you warm in the wintertime?
Wool. We always bought. We had sheep. And we'd take our wool to Salt Lake, and the woolen mills there, we'd have maybe 20-some blankets made, you know. And they're all wool, really good blankets. Mm-hmm. And I could show you, but I don't want to deal with this. And we just go and take a whole bunch, you know, and have them made, and they'll last for 20 years. I've still got one that I've had for 22 years.
Now, did they ever have quilts?
Oh, yeah. My mother used to make quilts. She used to piece the quilts out of old clothes, you know. People give her old clothes, and she'd make the pieces and put them in a quilt, you know. And I've seen her use overalls, denim, you know, to make quilts. And then she'd make, she'd have wool, and she'd card this wool. You know how they card that wool?
No.
She'd take this wool, and it's a comb, and she'd put this piece of wool in there and card that. And that would just come out just as fluffy and pretty, and then she'd lay that in her comforts. And it'd be, really thick. And we used to have those.
Maybe, 4 inches thick?
About, uh-huh.
Okay.
And really heavy, and they're really hard to wash. It's awful hard to wash them, you know. You just put in we'd use them through the winter, and then she'd get a tub full of hot soap suds and get a scrub brush, and she'd scrub them on both sides and throw water on them and rinse them.
Now, did they ever call it by another name? Have you ever heard of a sugan?
No.
Never heard that. Okay.
Comforters is all we ever called it.
I see. Okay. And what is that thing that you put a pillow in?
Ticking. Pillow ticking.
The
feathers.
Okay.
You mean feathers?